Welcome to Everything is Messy, the podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm someone who loves to create content, products, and services to help others level up in business and in life. I even wrote a book about it, and now I have a store. Everything is Messy is a one-stop shop for women who want it and deserve it all. From personal development to productivity, podcasting and publishing, small business strategies to entrepreneurship, and so much more. Tune in every week to enjoy this one-of-a-kind podcast experience and hear fun, fearless, and focused conversations from myself and my incredible guests, from trending topics to stories of resilience and all things business. And let's not forget about a few of my favorites: mindset, healthy recipes, and organizing tips. These episodes are created to get you to where you want to be right now. The purpose of the show is to motivate you, inspire you, and prove to you that anything is possible if you just put in the work. So grab your favorite notebook and pen, because it's time to get organized and turn those dreams of yours into reality. I'm living proof that manifesting and visualizing and having a never give up attitude work. And now it's my job to help you achieve your goals by doing the same, or just to provide some laughs along the way. I'm so glad you are here. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the Everything is Messy podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman, and you are listening to episode 298. Now, today I want to share with you really quick, really brief, to be honest, because I know it's the end of the year and we have so much going on, but there are so many benefits when it comes to writing shit down. I'm talking your goals for your personal life and your professional life. When it comes to manifesting, you have to be super, I'm just going to say it, fucking specific in order to get what you want, especially when it comes to visualizing as well. I write all about this in my book and I talk about it all the time. And being the most organized human on the planet, I have come up with these strategic ways that keep me organized and really one step ahead of the game, which is where I like to be when it comes to all things business as well as in my personal life. When I wake up, I journal every morning. I also need to look at my year at a glance. I need to look at my notebooks. I need to know what I'm writing down, what's coming up in my planner. Like, everything is color-coded and organized to a T. Now, do I lose my shit when something comes into play when I already have something scheduled? I used to, but I don't anymore. But I need to have like a master plan. So as I said, I have spent so much time over the last like week or two. And honestly, it took longer than expected because I could not find my wall year at a glance, and it's a dry erase, and it wasn't getting delivered until before I leave for my trip for the new year from Amazon. I went into every small store, I went into every large chain, and I could not find it. Finally, I got it at Staples. I went 3 days in a row. They told me, keep coming back. We're still unloading the shipment. And I finally found it. It was double the price, but I needed it because I cannot run my business or, you know, manifest or even set up any goals for myself if I don't have the tools that I'm used to having. It will completely throw off my game. I'm extremely specific when it comes to my planner. That also took a long time, and my notebooks. I can't have the coils on the top. They need to be on the left. I can't have empty squares in my planner. It needs to be lined. It's just systems that I have in place that I know what I like, and it's super plain too. Like, I don't have a $50 planner. I think this was $7.99 or $9.99, but it's the exact layout that I need to have in order to set myself up for a successful week, month, and year. And that's exactly what I did. I wrote everything down. So if you haven't listened to the last few episodes, let me just kind of give you a little brief recap. So you're listening to 298 right now. Episode 297 was all about how you can get organized and level up in your business and life before the year ends. So that's where I share so much information on literally how I do what I'm about to. Just go back to episode 297 because I don't want to repeat myself here. And it's not that long of a show. Episode 296 is titled New Year, New Goals, How to Close Out Strong, Schedule Yourself, and Plan Ahead in 2022. That's where I share all my go-to tips, tools, strategies, like everything. And then in episode 295, I titled that Clean Eating and How You Can Level Up When It Comes to Eating Clean, and who I like to follow on Instagram. Definitely listen to that episode, because if you're trying to eat clean and level up when it comes to the types of food. You really need to pay attention to the labels. And she will be coming on my show, so make sure you listen to episode 295 to see who I'm talking about. But I have all new guests coming on in the new year, which I'll be announcing on episode 300. I have three huge announcements that are coming out on episode 300, which will air January 1st, 2022. I cannot wait for you guys to hear this. It's a lot of things that people have been asking me for a really long time, and I didn't know how I could do it because there's only so much time in a day. So now I'm making the time, and I'm so excited to share that. But also, before I get into how I written everything down and my goals, if you need a visual, there's always visuals on my TikTok, okay? So if you don't understand what I'm talking about, I literally have, I would say, like hundreds of videos that show exactly how I run my business. Like, they're just short, sweet videos, and that will really help you. If you need more of a coaching call, I still am doing half off until the end of the year for all my business, LinkedIn, and podcasting. So if you need help getting organized in your business or personally, like I'm actually going to do somebody's closets in a couple weeks, which I'm excited about. You know, I love a good organizing project, and the pantries have already been done in our house. And so now we're going to tackle her closet. So again, you'll find all that content on my TikTok. But again, go there for the visuals if you don't understand what I'm talking about when it comes to writing things down, funnels for your business, and all that good stuff. And a lot of this stuff that I talk about, you can incorporate into your personal life, not just your professional life, okay? But before I get into what I finally just accomplished, it was such a chore. Today is day one of my juice cleanse. So if you circle back to episode 294, that episode was all about my health update. I literally went from rowing to going to the chiropractor, to ending up in the emergency room, to having to get a colonoscopy, then ultrasounds, and then gallbladder surgery. And then I had this other nose procedure. And so it's been a hellish couple of months. And with somebody that has PTSD from previous medical experiences, it was a little rough. But I've made it through. I'm off my steroids, thank God. And I needed to do a cleanse starting today. I'm traveling Wednesday, so I'm like, oh, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, this is perfect. Like, let me just do a juice cleanse. And normally, the way I juice is I put everything together. I add my green tea with saffron. That helps with my depression. And I learned that on TikTok, and it's amazing. And so I was just like, today's the day. So I did all my juices separate. So I did the cranberry. I did the clementine carrot, I did cucumber, I did celery, and then mint, cilantro, and kale. I think I got everything. So I'm going to be juicing I almost just said Monday, Tuesday, in the morning, and then at lunch, and then at dinner, I have a veggie soup. So that also has kale and cumin and turmeric and like a lot of healing properties. I like to call it my roughage soup. But I just know that my body needs this because the last week I've been eating like everything in sight because like when you're on prednisone, you just have to eat it. Like I literally spent over an hour on my phone trying to get East Coast egg rolls in San Diego, and like it was Christmas Day. Like nobody, like every Chinese restaurant, well, there's 13 locations of my favorite place is called Chin's. And they all shut off their ordering because they were so slammed. So I had a delicious eggplant parm dinner my friend made me with garlic knots and the whole nine and dessert. So after that, she sent me home with leftovers. I'm like, I'm not going to eat this. She's like, you might want to eat a midnight snack. And sure enough, I did. She knows me so well because I had a little gummy and because I'm not drinking right now. So I had my little CBD gummy. And then I needed my midnight snack. So thank God I brought that home. But now I'm in full-blown juice mode. But I'm not just doing just the juice cleanse. Like I'm incorporating a lot of other things. So within the next 3 days, and I'm just sharing this because a lot of people do all these cleanses and like all this like new year, new me. Like January 1st, I'm starting my diet. January 1st, like I'm not drinking anymore. And I haven't been drinking in weeks. Yesterday I had like 2 glasses of wine. And it didn't even taste good, but I haven't been drinking because I'm on so much medication that it just, you can't really, you know? So I'll be officially done New Year's Eve, thank God. Perfect timing, right? So other things that I'm doing with these next 3 days, because I need to be super focused, because when I travel for work, there's a lot of stuff, especially writing. I can't get into a flow when I have to write. So a lot of that has to be done ahead of time. So I need to be on my A game these next 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So a couple of other things that I like to incorporate when I'm doing a cleanse. And by the way, I just totally fucking made this up. Like, I just do what I feel like my body needs. There's no like certain things that you need to do. And I just wanted to do like rainbow mason jars. By the way, I finally ordered my plastic mason jar lids. I hate these tin ones that rust. Like, it fucking drives me nuts. So I can't wait to share those with you. But I don't want to go too off topic. So back to my 3 day cleanse. In the morning and afternoon, I'm doing my juices. And then at night, I'm having my soup. And then I'm drinking as much water with lemon as I possibly can. And then I always have lemon electrolytes and chlorophyll in my water. So I always make sure I have one of those every day. And then with self-care, I'm definitely going to do a detox bath, which for that, I do Epsom salt, baking soda, melatonin bubble bath, and some essential oils. That's what I do for my detox bath. Wait till you see, if you do that, what color the water turns, because it's a really good detox for like your lymphatic system and everything. I'm definitely going to do an hour-long sound bath. I probably will do that like while I'm in the tub. And then I need to file down my nails and paint my toes and reshape my brows. This is all self-care. And when you're doing a cleanse, you really need to like pay attention and like kind of ease up on certain things. Like, you don't want to work out like crazy if you're just like having juice, you know, it doesn't make sense. You need to really listen to like what your body needs. So I'm also going to do a face mask, a hair mask, a foot mask, like all the masks for all of my body. And then go for my walks, and then also intermittent fast at least 12 hours, which I usually do. And I've all been like all over the place with my food and my diet, not being on a diet, but like what I'm eating because of all these drugs that I've had to go on, these medications. So like when you bring steroids into the mix, it's like a shit show. Like, I literally was like furious yesterday because I could not get these egg rolls. I had to just give up. And then my friend was like, you can have them tomorrow. I was like, hell no, I'm doing a 3 day juice cleanse. So two juices and a soup. That's what I'm having. I'll probably blend the soup too. So everything will be blended. My body just needs like a little reset. And when I drink my soups and drink my juices, like, I have a lot of energy. And I'm not also doing a cleanse where you avoid caffeine, because you know super coffee is my favorite, and I can never do a cleanse without ever having my caffeine in the morning, period. Like, that's not welcome in my world. So that's what's happening. So again, 294, I give you like a little health update, but right now I'm currently on a cleanse and I feel really good. I filmed some TikToks. I'm in full hair and makeup. I think I might get it chopped tomorrow. I have to take some photos. I have so many things for the podcast coming up. I have so many projects I need to write for, but I cannot be creative in a messy space. I'm actually going to film some TikTok videos and share like how I bring my office to go and run it on the go, like from my phone, and certain things that I have to have with me, and then certain things that I have to do beforehand, especially because I'm going to be gone for all of my end of year tasks. I always do in the first. So all that stuff needs to come with me. But in order to plan ahead, I have to be organized. So going back to my planner, my year at a glance, all my post-its, my color-coded situation, like all of this, it needs to be set up. So I literally just finished this, as I mentioned earlier, like 10 minutes ago. So I've mapped out all of my goals, and they are my personal goals and professional goals. And I think with the first quarter, January, February, March, April, that I will be able to do all of that in the next 4 months. So let's start with my personal goals. I'm just going to share them with you. So my first personal goal is I need to really start getting situated with either buying a house here or renting another condo for June here in San Diego, because in August I'm going to be in New York. So I need to set up my bi-coastal living situations. That's like priority. But beforehand, I have to pay off my car and my dental bill. And that's not too much. And my car is new. I just got it March. So I'll pay my car off in just a little bit over 1 year rather than the 5. So I'm really proud of myself for doing that. Another personal goal, I really want to start investing more. So 10% of what I'm making every month or more. And then my credit score, I always want to increase 10 points. My weight, I would really love to drop 10 pounds every month. And then I want to read one book a month. I'm just setting it up for one book because I have a lot of projects in the works. And I don't want to say I want to read a book a week because I know I'm not going to do that. So I'm just going to read one book a month and actually read it, not an audiobook. So January, I'm going to be reading, and I'll share them with you. It's called Get Good With Money by Tiffany Alice. I'm not sure how you pronounce her name. I've had this book forever. One of my favorite money books is Rich Bitch by Nicole Lappin. And hopefully she'll come on my show and talk all about money because I love her and I love her podcast. And she just keeps it real when it comes to money. And I've learned a lot from her. Some of my professional goals is, okay, so episode 300, which again will be airing January 1st, 2022. I have three huge announcements. And one of them I will, actually all three I will share with you. But one of the big ones that so many people have been asking me for since, like for over a year, that will be announced and that will be happening in the next months to come. Another professional goal of mine, and by the way, I've written these down on my list to go over with you now to share with you. And then also to my left where I'm looking on my wall, where all like my command center of 2022 lives, it's also over there. So this is why you need to constantly write things down. Also for my memory, this is why it's huge. So another one of my professional goals is I'm dying to work with a patient advocacy brand this year. It's really like top priority on my list right now and deals with the podcast. That's something else I'll share in episode 300. And then also getting more reviews for this show is huge for me. This show is 5-something years old, like almost 5 years old. Wait, I started in 2016. It aired 2017. We're pushing 5 years. It'll be 6 years next summer, I think, which is absolutely insane to me. I like, it's just, I say this all the time, but like, I literally started from nothing. And I taught myself everything I know. And now I have a full blown, like done for you production service. It's so incredible what happens when you just get to work, have no money and just figure shit out. That's exactly how I made this show happen and 25 others. So if you want any more information on how you can launch a podcast, you need to get a hold of me before the end of the year to take advantage of the 50% off deal because that will no longer be in effect as of January 1st. So something else is taking on, kind of piggybacking that last idea, is I'm going to take on just one podcast client a month. So if you want to get in now, now is the absolute last time, like literally only a couple days left until the end of the year for you to take advantage of this deal for half off. And then I'm only going to be working with one podcast client each month to develop a show because I have a lot of other projects and I really want to take more time to nurture and develop the new relationships that I have with clients and their shows. And then also, I'll share with you that I have a ton of content that I've already filmed for TikTok. So I'm really going to be focusing there when it comes to business, LinkedIn, podcasting, all my healthy recipes, you know, women over 40, how life is like with our diets and gut health and brain health and inflammation and just a lot of different topics. So again, when it comes down to writing, when it comes to writing stuff down, I'm staring at my content schedule now. I've talked about this in the last few episodes I mentioned, 296 and 297. But for my content schedule, my newsletter readers expect an email every Wednesday, usually. I have in quotes usually on my website. Because sometimes, you know, life throws you a curveball and you can't get that email out. So it goes Thursday or Friday. But usually they go a Wednesday. So I'm switching up my content schedule. Excuse me. So I have that all mapped out. I've been using IFTTT to repurpose all my content for years and years. I've been using them. That has changed. My schedule has changed. My production schedule has changed. I'm hiring an assistant. I'm doing a lot of stuff with podcast development and patient advocacy and filming it all on TikTok. So that kind of wraps it all up for you. But as I'm looking at all of my lists, I have one for my goals that I just mentioned personally and professionally. I have my content schedule. I have my TikTok schedule. I have my funnel schedule. I have all of my pricing updates. I have how I'm making money. I have 10 revenue streams right now. And then I have my podcast guests and all of my brands that I'm working with in the new year. I have my to-do list for my new assistant, and I have all my affiliates for 2022. If you are looking to save some money with any of my sponsors that I've had throughout this year, let me just briefly name them. You need to go to KellyanneGorman.com. The link will be in my show notes and visit the page Brand Deals. I just updated everything a couple days ago. So if you want to save some money on some products and services, now is the time. So Super Coffee, obviously I've been talking about them forever. 15% off when you visit drinksupercoffee.com and use my code SUPERKELLY. All of this is located on my Brand Deals page on KellyanneGorman.com, okay? HoneyBook is a service that I've been using for a couple months now, which is literally like a one-stop shop for a business owner. If you need a payment portal, if you need contracts, proposals, email, like everything you need to run a business in a one-stop shop, HoneyBook is exactly what you're going to need. And my code gives you 50% off, which is insane for the year. It's only a couple $100. And then how I improved my credit, which I'm in, focusing on another 10 points every single month, is Self Credit Builder. And if you sign up with them, you will literally see a difference there. It's kind of like a double whammy. So you're paying into a loan and then you get a credit card that has the money on it. So there's two different ways that you're constantly increasing your credit. And I've spoke about this on a bunch of my money shows where after I was misdiagnosed and all of that, like I really had to get credit. I had no credit. That was my problem. So Self Credit Builder is something that I use to really help me build and get credit. The Fetch Rewards app is something that I've been using for probably 2 years now, and it helps me keep all my money in check. And literally you just scan your receipts, you get points. What can you do with those points? You can send them to an organization to donate money. You can use it for online shopping and so many other things. And right now, I think when you sign up with my code, you get 4,000 points to start, which is huge. So I wanted to share that one. And then some other sponsors are Blueberry Podcast Hosting, which I have all 20-something shows that I've developed on Blueberry. If you are interested in like a DIY podcast school, I have one of those. It's called Start Your Podcast Today. And that will give you your first month free, not only with the school, but if you just need a podcast hosting service. If you go to the Brand Deals once again on KellyanneGorman.com, that will give you your first month free. After that, it's $12 to $20 per month. I pay $20 because I have a lot of shows and larger files, but almost all of my clients pay $12 a month. That's it. It also includes a WordPress website and so many other things. So if you're looking to move your show to get syndicated to more channels, you're definitely going to want to check out Blueberry. And if you have any questions on that, we could always hop on a call. Just let me know. And then being the most organized human on the planet, I use Backblaze to back up all of my digital stuff online. It's a cloud. I also have an external hard drive. I also use iCloud, and I have another one because you can never be too organized. So if you're looking for a really safe digital cloud, and you want to try out Backblaze, did I say Blackblaze? Backblaze, the first month is free for you. And then repurpose.io is how I repurpose this podcast literally everywhere, to my YouTube channel, to Instagram, everywhere. So IFTTT and repurpose.io are my two favorite when it comes to repurposing this show specifically. But if you're a YouTuber or a blogger, you're definitely going to want to check those out. So again, head to KellyanneGorman.com, visit Brand Deals, and I have a bunch of other ones when it comes to traveling, when it comes to services for your business, deliveries in your personal life. Like I said earlier, I just updated all of that for 2022, so you'll be good to go with all those codes and all the information is there for you. But I just wanted to thank all of those brands, and there's a bunch more for sponsoring this year of the podcast. So what else did I want to share besides, okay, so Everything is Messy Collection, 20% off and free shipping still is in effect until the end of the year. And I will be emailing my affiliates. If you want to make some extra cash, you can always become an affiliate for the Everything is Messy collection. All you need to do is just sign up. And then if you refer any business my way, you get paid. It's so amazing. It's an excellent source of passive income. And I literally created it because I wanted to do something for my clients that were always referring their friends, family, followers to my business. And then if you're interested in business, LinkedIn, and podcasting, definitely get a hold of me like today. Like, don't even think about it again. Like, just contact me today, because half off is going to go fast. And with only one more podcast development available, you're definitely going to want to jump on that. So the whole point of going over like my personal life, my professional life with you today is just to give you a bunch of examples on how I run my business. And then again, you'll see the visual on TikTok because I filmed them, how I set everything up. And you might hate my way. Like, you might need to have everything color-coded in a Google Calendar. You might not like my Sharpies and my highlighters and my pens and my dry erase wall calendar here at a glance. Like, that system might not work for you. But when I write everything down over and over again, shit happens. When I say it out loud over and over again, shit happens. When I'm constantly looking at my goals and I'm doing something every single day to achieve them, they happen. So take this advice and run with it. Run to your nearest Target and grab a new notebook, a new pen, a new planner, a new calendar, however you want to situate yourself, and literally get to work. Figure out what it is that you want to accomplish in this new year and just keep writing things down and give yourself goals. So every month I have a whole highlighting system here and it says monthly goals. I want to increase my credit 10 points. I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to invest 10% plus. I want to read a new book. That is literally written every single month, January, February, March, April, right now, as well as my big goals up top, which when I film, I cut them out because they're top secret until episode 300. So that literally is all written out. And when I write it out, then I'm good to go. And then when I'm traveling and I have my office to go, I have pictures that I have taken of my wall. And I have them in a separate folder on my phone called To Go Office or Office To Go, something like that. So I can look at the stuff that's written every single day that I'm away from my little bubble in my office. So I hope these tips helped. Please, if you've enjoyed any episode this entire year, the last 4 or 5 years, if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts today and let me know what your favorite episode of this year was. It will really help me create more content for you that you love. And I have some exciting changes and announcements and so much in episode 300. So only 2 more to go. But the next episode, the last one of the year, is going to be a year in review. And I'm going to give you more tips and tricks on how you can close out the year. But also, if you are looking to start a new project and you have no funds, all you have is your brain and Google and YouTube, I'm going to share with you how you can get it and achieve it and get the results, see the results, make money just from an idea. It's possible. It's how I got to where I am today. So I thought I would wrap up the year by sharing that with you so that you can take all of my tips, tricks, tools, strategies, and implement them to however they work best in your own life, whether it's personally or professionally, and move into the new year like one step ahead of the game and excited about change, you know? New year, new vibes, I'm all about it. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Please don't forget to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. I would truly appreciate it, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for tuning in to Everything is Messy, the podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard today, I would love to know. Just leave me a review on the app or website you're listening on. To learn more about myself, join the community, read my book, or shop the collection, visit everythingismessy.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up to receive my weekly newsletter so you get all my announcements first. For all the behind the scenes and day-to-day content, follow along on Instagram at Kellyanne Gorman Official and Everything is Messy Collection. Links are in the show notes. If you have a product, brand, story, or service you would like to share, send me a message on everythingismessy.com today. As always, thanks for listening, sharing, and reviewing. It truly means the world to me. Wishing you a happy, healthy, positive, and productive day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Everything is Messy is produced and syndicated under A Million Dreams Publishing. For more information on how you can launch your own book, podcast, or digital series, visit amilliondreamspublishing.com.